Hello and welcome to Nav Radio Podcast, where we help you navigate your life. Today we have my friend John Best here, and he is a senior. He is in Delta Sigma Phi. Are you anything else?
I'm in DSP and Delta Sigma Phi. I do a lot of other stuff on campus, community service.
Awesome.
Do whatever good student should do, you know, the usual.
Yeah.
Do you anything? I know you do DSP. Are you anything else?
So actually I'm just starting to join mock trial because I want to like kind of understand how to argue a little bit better, you know, for sales, that kind of thing. Just be able to form an opinion well and be able to articulate it, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's something good that I think everybody should be able to do is be able to make an opinion, because it even helps with arguments. I'm sure over time you'd probably even see in your podcast you'd be able to have better conversations because it's how you structure conversations. Like an argument, it's like something like an essay. You got like your introduction, you have your like elaboration, you have your conclusion.
Right. You'd be surprised at how much I've just learned in my first few meetings, just like on how to do that. We also have my friend Brian Uricchio here. He's not going to say too much,
but he's
just going to be here to maybe throw in a comment or two if he has anything to say.
He's going to be our fact checker for the day.
Yes.
He's checking us in the back, making sure
everyone's doing it.
Yep.
100%.
I have a few questions for you, Mike, before we start.
So, let's do it.
So you told me that the topic of this podcast is like how to find something you enjoy and then executing.
Also, at the same time, it's just self-discovery. That's kind of what I want to talk to you about, because you're also very comfortable in who you are, so I wanted to figure out how you got there.
But I have a question. So how did you discover that you like doing podcasts? Like, what brought... Because out of the blue, I heard Mike is doing podcasts, and I listened to a couple, and I really
enjoyed
it.
I'm so glad you listened.
How did you find this medium? Like, what brought you here?
So obviously it started pretty much how everyone starts. I was listening to Joe Rogan, right? And then I was like, okay, this is cool. And I was like, well, I also like other comedians. Why am I not listening to other comedians' podcasts? And so I started listening to Ari Shaffir's and, you know, like Bert Kreischer, all them. And then I was like, why stop there? Why not listen to ones that can kind of help develop me a little bit? So I listened to like Jordan Belfort, Gary Vaynerchuk, I started listening because Kyle told me to listen to the Business Insider one, so I listened to that.
Oh, those are great. Those are good for your brain.
Exactly. So it was just kind of like, well, I could be listening to music, and I like music and stuff, and I still do, but I think I could. It's just better to use my time when I'm walking to classes and stuff to try to just gain more knowledge, because that's what I'm here to do in this life, to pick up as much as I can and be able to use it to my advantage. You know what I mean?
I think you're right. So what did you what made you say, I want to do my own podcast?
It was a conversation. It was actually pretty recently. So DSP, if you remember, they had the event with that that guy who, the old guy.
The older, like, he was a little bit shorter, and he talked about his sales.
The Hello Kitty guy.
Yes, the Hello Kitty guy.
Yeah.
So he came in and he talked about how, like, he sold Hello Kitty, and he moved products around. I remember him talking about that, and I actually really like that, because he gave most speakers come in and they just throw things at you that you see in your like textbook, but he came in and he gave us like, when I was in the real world, I did this and this, and like sometimes you have to go the extra mile to get out there. Like, he told us he had to fly to China and like personally bargain with the people who are supplying his Hello Kitty stuff so he could get it. He could be the first person to take it to market, which I really like. I really like felt that, because I was like, that's something that I would do. Like, you have to be, like, you have to get out there sometimes.
Right.
Which is kind of what I feel like you're doing with this podcast. You're like, you know what? I like with this, and I'm just going to put it out there.
Exactly. And so I talked, and I'm a go-getter, so I had to approach him, right? I had to talk to him. So I asked him, you know, I'm a creative guy, but I also really like business. How can I mesh the two? And he's like, he kind of says something that I kind of don't agree with, but I kind of do. He's like, there's not a lot of creativity in business. So what you want to do is you want to start off with creative stuff and then add business to it later. And I'm like, okay, that kind of scared me a little bit. So I was like, okay, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now. It jarred me. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? You know what I mean? So I decided, again, to take initiative, and I hit up Jordan Patterson, who is the president of our fraternity. And I was like, hey, man, can we just have a conversation and sit down and see where, like, my life is going and stuff? He's like, sure. So we had a coffee, he talked about, like, if you want to create something, find something that you can create value for people and go with that, and at the same time, something that you enjoy. And so I was like, well, you know, I keep asking people these questions. I really enjoyed my conversation with Jordan. Why don't I turn the conversation that I had with Jordan into a podcast? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting all this knowledge, but no one else is getting all this knowledge, because Jordan is a really smart guy.
No.
He's thinking levels ahead.
Have you done one with him yet?
No, I will whenever
that's
I get
like,
the
that's
chance.
That's your finale right there.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you don't know Jordan, Jordan is, like, Jordan lived across from me, across the hall from me freshman year. I've known that kid since day one freshman year. And he's the smart, down-to-earth kid. And you were totally right. And even you telling me that you had that conversation with him makes me want to go right now and call him and be like, Jordan, you helped him with your life, help me with my life.
Exactly. And so that's the thing. People don't know who to talk to, right? And I do. I feel like I'm kind of connected on this campus a little bit. So I think I know the people that can bring value to this and be able to ask questions that not everyone knows these people to ask those questions, right?
Yeah.
So that's where this came from. It's kind of like, well, I wanted to bring the value by bringing this knowledge that I can get by having, because I know these people well enough that I can sit down and have conversations with them, but not everyone else has that opportunity, so why not just broadcast to the world?
Yeah. I think LaSalle's the perfect place for that too, because it's such a small school that, like, you may not know everybody on a really personal level,
but people are willing to do it.
But you're willing to, but you know people because you have enough class with the same people, and they're open, and you could approach anyone who you know is like Jordan, like, may have like good direction, be able to direct people in life to like how you know me, like I know you through DSB, I've seen you on campus a whole bunch, seen you at parties, like, and like you could have been like, John, come do this, and I'd be like, oh yeah, like why not, like,
yeah.
And I honestly think it's great that like you're doing this. I think more people should do this, and like on the point of you asked like how to be yourself and how to like put yourself out there and how to execute, I think, like, you're the prime example of that right now. Like, you came and you asked me to talk about that, and I think, like, this is you right now.
Yep.
Like, you found what you love, right? You're executing. You're just doing it. You shouldn't have to give a fuck. Like, for you going forward, Mike, never give a fuck if, like, what anybody says, just keep it original. One of the most, like, amazing things anybody's ever told me is, like, don't try to play to anybody else but yourself, because the only thing you're strong with is yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just keep it pure to, like, what your vision is. And if your vision is to just keep talking to, like, people who, like, want to help us, help your listeners, help you grow,
yeah,
don't ever stop that, because, like, that's what's, like, that's what will make this take off in the end. It's, like, if you stay original and authentic to yourself, then, like, it's always going to be great.
Not only that, is that you're reaching a medium. You guys are in college, right? I don't think there's that many, platforms for a college student to be able to talk to other college students, you know?
Yeah.
And I know you talked to, say, like, you know, Victor Morrow and all that. But he, you know, he did the college grind, and he knows how to do things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good and healthy way for a young freshman to, like, say, like, focus better on what they should do in the future. And I know myself, like, I haven't really done as well, you know. If I listen to this podcast maybe in freshman
year,
you mentor
per se.
Yes,
like
you focus
you.
Better.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's what this
I
is about,
know
man.
Yeah, I know exactly what I can do. You know, it's very very healthy.
I think this is a good, like, I think this is really good for any, like, this on this level, like bringing this to anybody from freshman to seniors, it still gives something to someone, because, like, the people that you have on, like, it worked for freshmen. Like, you bring, like, me as a senior on, I can like give advice. You bring a sophomore who's still struggling and, like, try to help them away. You can give them advice. Even, like, for people, like, I feel like this can be applied to everybody, you know?
Yes.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because, like, we all have these same problems even through college. Like, it starts at college where what I want to do. What do I want my major to be? Then it's like, well, what do I want to do when I got out of college? It's kind of the same thing even when you get out of college. It's, well, now I'm working this job. Where do I want to go from here? I think, like, this is such a beautiful thing, and I'm glad you're doing this, Mike. It makes
Thank
me
you.
Really, it warms my heart to see you doing something like this that, like, is just independent. It's not like any, you just took your own path. And I think that's what everybody needs to do. And you asked me, like, self-discovery, and you asked me how I'm so comfortable in my own skin. And I think it's because from, like, a young age, I decided that I'm just going to do what I want to do and do me and not care what anybody else has to say. And obviously there were times when it was hard, when, like, I was out there on my own. I didn't have people to back me up, maybe because I was in the wrong environment. Obviously, I was high school, and, like, I was just kind of the, I want to say outsider, but I was independent. I knew who I was and where I stood in life. And I always just kept that mentality. I said, well, John, you know who you are. Like, Mike, you know who you are. You got to do what you think is right. And, like, that's the biggest thing, I think, to, like, be comfortable with yourself is just make your own decisions.
Here's something I want to kind of piggyback off to that I've kind of learned. For this year has been probably the most like eye-opening probably year I've had so far in my life. And what I've kind of learned is it's all trial and error. So I've said a lot of dumb shit in the past. You know, I've said a lot of stuff that I regret. I've done a lot of stuff that I regret. But the more that you make mistakes, the more you realize what you actually are. And also at the same time, it's about experimenting, and it's about doing things that you might not like, and then figuring out, oh, well, I don't like that, so I must like something else, you know what I mean? And so that's kind of what this podcast too is, kind of like, well, you know, I have this conspiracy podcast and it's not really taken off, you know, it's obvious not a lot of people are into conspiracies, but I still really like this aspect of being able to talk and stuff and just kind of get the ideas that are always whizzing around in my mind and put them into media. And so that's kind of why I did this, because I thought, well, you know, other people have that too, but they might not know how to express it, and they have these thoughts in their head that they want to get out. They don't know who to talk to. They don't know where to give mentor advice. They want to, but they don't know how. So it's a two-way street as well, you know?
I agree, and honestly, I like conspiracies too. Like, I love when like Joe or anybody else has like these like wild.
Edward Snowden was just on.
Yeah, so like that, we can save that for another day, because I can get deep in the rabbit hole of the chemtrail, all that shit. Because I just think it's funny. I'm a big anarchist, and yeah. I love to just believe that. Like, I don't know. Even if it weren't true, I still think you need to believe
just question
the opposite
everything.
Of where. Yeah, you have to question everything, because if you don't question, if you just believe what you're told, then like. Where, like, what are you? Like, you're just a lamb lead, like, being led by a shepherd that you don't know where you're going.
What I kind of thought, like, came up with in my head freshman year, kind of, was you want to kind of think rationally, but also kind of act with emotion, if that makes sense. You don't want to think with emotion, you want to act with emotion, and you want to think rationally. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. A lot of my decisions, like, you said, like, you gotta, like, do things you're uncomfortable with, and I think that's... Yep. That's really, like, important. I think the biggest step that, like, made me more comfortable with myself and, like, just being comfortable in general is you gotta, like, put yourself in uncomfortable positions. So that's just, like, sometimes that is acting with emotions, doing stupid things. Like, there's a million examples, but just, like, that like, thing in your head that tells you not to do something, but, like, you just gotta act with your heart. You say emotions, I call it your heart. Like, sometimes you know, maybe for some people that's their gut. Maybe it's not the most rational decision, but you say, like, I need to go there. Like, maybe it's you would. For me, a good one was I wasn't comfortable going out for any fraternity, whether it's professional or business. But I told myself, I was just like, you know what? I'm always about taking adventures, and like, the worst that happens is you just say, okay, this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. And I went out and I tried for both. I pledged for both, and I ended up loving it. And there's other things I've tried, other clubs that like they didn't work out for me. But you still have to like. Put yourself out there, and not everything's gonna be like a home run. Like, maybe you tried a different medium. Maybe you were like, you tried photography or something like that, so that until you got the podcast, but it eventually will lead to something you like.
Yeah, like, for example, I started out thinking I wanted to be a music producer. You know, this is what I want to do. That's why I kind of have this equipment, because my dad, you know, for all of his faults that I've had with him in the past, you know, he has always been very supportive of whatever I kind of do, you know what I mean, wherever I want to go. So he bought me, like, this really expensive microphone and that kind of stuff, and he gave me this iPad, and so I was using that with GarageBand, but I didn't have the money, right, for, like, all the extra, like, Ableton
like
equipment.
Like, Apple Studios, all that stuff, yeah.
And I realized it wasn't as important to me as I thought it was, because I wasn't willing to make the money to buy the software, right? So I was like, well, I still have this stuff, and if I don't want to do that, maybe I can do that, the music producing, as a hobby, and then maybe use the equipment for something else. And so it's really about that too. Like, that's why I'm joining Mock Trial, because I thought, well, you know, my friend Bianca and Billy O'Brien, they're in it, they seem to enjoy it, and I enjoy their company, and they have a lot to bring to the table, and they're really good at it, so why not try it out? And it's just been kind of that process of, you know, searching until you find. And don't be afraid, folks, just because, you know, the search is long, that means you'll just have a bigger yield in the end.
Yeah, exactly. The payoff in the end. When things come easy, they're never really gratifying. That's what I've learned. Like, when you work for something, when you put the effort in, that return that you get, like, the feeling that it gives you is better than anything you could ever experience. Like, like you said, finding different stuff, like, didn't work for you, and it was really heartbreaking to not really want to be into like music production, and like that sucks, and it hurts. But then like you find the next thing, and like you probably love this. Like, you're digging, like, the fact that you're, like, I see you contacting all these people, like, I can tell you're into it, and then, like...
Yeah, it's not easy to contact them. Let me tell you, folks, like, I'm doing this all for you. Like, I don't want to hit people up randomly and say, hey, can you do the podcast? You know, it's weird. I feel like it's not my place, but I do it anyway just because I know that they'll get something out of it and I'll get something out of it. And in the end, just because it's awkward for a little bit and, you know, you're in that limbo, eventually you'll come to fruition and you'll both be happy that you did it. You know what I mean? And you'll even forget that it was awkward because you, the feeling of gratification in the end overwhelms any feeling of tension and anxious anticipation, because there's good anticipation, obviously, but
I think you're right about that, and I think that's, like, the biggest misconception that I think, like, our society has come to get, that, like, there's anxiety in everything, like, you're primitively animals, we always have anxiety, right, like, there's anxiety about, like, the next time you eat, the next time, like, stress is coming up, and that's just a natural part of yourself. Yes, I know, like, I know people with crippling depression, anxiety, who they actually have medical conditions where they can't leave the house. I'm like, that's awful. I'm like, but for everybody, there's always going to be, like, anxiety in something. And sometimes I've come to learn that, like, there's power in that. Because, like, you're always going to feel anxious, but you have to, like, that means because you're doing something that makes you uncomfortable. And, like, I know whenever I do something, let's say I'm going for a job interview, which is, like, out of my league. I'm not gonna get this job. Like, I'm just there to, like, talk to a guy, like, you know, to hang out. I need something to do on a Saturday morning, right? Like, I have anxiety about that. But, like, the times I've done that, I've gotten that job. Like, really? I go in, I have the anxiety, and I say, you know what? We're gonna do it. I'm anxiety. Like, honestly, I've come to, like, enjoy and thrive on that. Like, when I get that in my stomach, where you're just like
the underdog kind of
thing. Yeah, underdog, and also just like that fear. Like, that, I mean, I know, like, I've come to learn that, like, You have to grab that, and, like, it's a wild bull. You have to hang on to those horns, man, and it's gonna suck, and you're gonna feel like shit for a little bit. But once you're done with it, you let off, you get off, and you're just, man, does that feel good, right? And, like, you accomplish something. Maybe I didn't get the job, but I pushed through the pain of, like, having to sit in the drive there, sitting in traffic there, sitting in the lobby there, talking to this dude, and then I'm in the interview, I'm done the interview, and I'm out. And I'm like, you know what? That's an accomplishment. Maybe I didn't get it, but it's a win that I beat myself, right? Mm-hmm. I pushed myself to do something uncomfortable. I'm like, that's the biggest win that I strive for every day. Like, even your podcast day, I'm like, do I have anything interesting to say? Should I really come on? Like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, can I just go back to sleep? And I'm like, you know what? We're doing it. Like, I was like, no. Like, those are always the thoughts I think everybody has.
Yep.
And some people clash onto that and, like, latch onto that thought, and they're just like, you know what? No, I don't want to. I'm gonna go back to bed. But, like, sometimes that, like, not every day I win. You know, not every day is a win, and you beat it. But, like, today I was like, you know what? We're going. We're doing it. Like, why not? Like, what do I have to lose? Right? Like, I'm gonna be dead event one day. So, like, why not? Why the fuck not?
What
like,
am
I allowed to curse?
Of course.
Why the fuck not? Like, you do it. Like, fuck it. Like, life's about just, like, you gotta throw it. It's like the old, like, you know, YOLO. Like, fuck it. Like, you know what? Like, why not go for it? Like, the podcast, fuck it. Why not go for it? Like, what do you got to lose here? Like, you're talking to me. I'm a pretty cool dude. I think you're a pretty cool dude. Brian's a pretty cool dude. We're chilling. Like, worst that happens, though, we have a good conversation. Like,
yeah, and that's something really important, I think, that not a lot of people realize is, you know, it's what, at the end of the day, if you don't get it, if there's, you're having a misconception if you think you're not going to gain anything out of it just by not achieving your goal. You still are still taking steps in the right direction. So you went to the interview, it didn't work out. Well, what would you have done regardless, right? You would have been sitting on your bed watching Netflix, right? So even if you didn't get it, at the end of the day, you're at the same place you were before. Yeah. The other version is just you were more productive and you did gain something. You know why? Because you had a conversation. So now you know what to do next time, right? Instead of sitting there and just guessing, now you know exactly what not to say. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, I'm kind of a fuck up, right? But like, what I've learned from a young age is I've always been like that troublemaker, and like I've always like. I always break things and, like, make a mess and shit. But, like, I've always learned, like, I learned from that, right? Yeah. I always clean up my mess. If I make a mess, you got to clean it up. If I break something, you got to learn how to fix it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's always, like, okay, I'm going to do this. So now I'm, like, how do I more effectively do something without making a mess? How do I, like, go do something without, like, breaking it, you know? It's, like, you got to overcome and, like, you got to learn, like, you gotta just be all right with the outcome, right? Like, mm-hmm. you gotta get uncomfortable, you gotta make that mess, you gotta break something, you gotta, like, study for the test. You might fail the test, but, like,
yeah.
you know what? I learned how to study better, maybe. Mm-hmm. I learned a little bit on some of the tests that, like, I didn't know before. I might not make it the first time, but, like, midterm comes around, you know I'm ready. You know I'm kicking butt for that shit, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. Like, you just gotta, it's all about the send, bro. Like, not to be fat on here, but, like, you gotta full send it.
Oh, yeah.
And going off that, I just remember my first 2 years of college, like, I did not really, like, focus hard enough. I was more, like, that partier, that kind mm-hmm. of, like, I didn't have that kind of, like, ability to, like, because at high school, like, I was just, like, by myself kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I go to college, like, there's so many different things that you could be doing other than going to school, you
yeah.
know?
Well, I go to class when I can go to Center City right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
I go to Chinatown and, like, walk around. And that's the shit I used to do, too, but then I'm like, all right, I got a good job.
Yeah, I just remember my second year when I just did not do well in college. You know, I got 2 D's in my classes, and I was just like, damn, like, I lost my ability to stay at LaSalle, you know? Like, I had to start, I'm a commuter now, you know? And,
nice.
Like, I just remember that, how cold I felt during that time. I was like, man, I don't want to feel this pain
exactly.
again.
Because yeah.
I just remember days where I could not sleep.
Right.
I had to get physically, like, tell myself I have to start working, I gotta start pushing. And after that, I started getting A's and B pluses and stuff like that, and, like, before you know it, I had like a 2.54, and now I have a 3.06 after, like, 2 years. Like, it just, I had to continuously push myself to, like, I didn't feel like, I didn't want that pain
yeah.
anymore. It really hurt.
And that hurts. And, like, an example I have is, like, also I think a misconception that a lot of people have is when you do something, you have to be the best. Like, when you go to that class, you have to have an A. And it took me a while to, like, realize that, like, you want to strive for that, but be all right where you fall in that spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was, like, I was a rower for a long time. I rode for 9 years. I rode for 2 years in college, and I loved the sport. And I used to take it very seriously. I used to be very competitive at it. And, like, I wasn't the best. And it made me really angry that I wasn't the best, right? Because I'd be at every race. I'd be at every practice. I practiced more than everybody else. But I just wasn't there. And, like, it really hurt when I wasn't in the top boat. I didn't have the best split on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I came to realize after time that, like, and it, like, applied to my entire life that, like, you know what? As long as I went in there
mm-hmm.
and I put that 100% down, that's all that should matter. If
yeah.
wherever I come, if I go in, I put that 100% in, I put 120% in, and I'm happy with what I
yeah,
did at
fun.
The end of the day, you got to be all right with that. And, like, that, a lot of people, like, they want to be the best, they want to be, like, have the best podcast, like, just use an example, or they want to, like me, want to be the best rower. And, like, if when they don't get there, they get angry, and they just drop it and let
yeah.
it go.
And that's the same thing with me with golf. Like, I just remember as, like, a kid, like, I would just fail endlessly.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember just, like, times where I would just flip out and start, like, you know, yawn at myself. But, like, I got to a point where it's like, I have to, you know, I have to like what I, like golf. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to just be the best. I want to have fun doing it. And after that, like, I practiced every single day over the summer. And, like, from that point, like, I got better. You know, I'm not going to be the best person,
yeah.
but I can be the best person that I can be.
Exactly.
And,
that's what it's about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that, and there's something to that, you know? Like,
yeah.
I know there's always, like, I'm 22 right now, you know? And golf's, like, an eternal, like, you know, you can play till you're 80. It's like, you got to think, it's like, you know, you can build and build and build and build.
Yeah.
And, you know, in 10 years from now, I could be a really good golfer. I could, you know, I could still be the same way, but at least I tried, kind of thing. That's what I like to, like...
The motto of this podcast, it's kind of what I always, it's my mantra, it's my motto in life, and I've said a lot on here. Every experience is something to garner from. It's a bad experience, it's a good experience, it doesn't matter. You can always learn something from it. Doesn't matter what it is, you can always, if you're looking for it, you'll find something to it. And that's what I've kind of, that's really what's helped me in this past year to grow as a person, because I don't go into things now thinking, oh, this is going to suck. It's going to be like, well, what can I learn from this, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I want to also say, on top of that, I do not want to have the best podcast. That is not my goal here. My goal here is to just get knowledge and put knowledge out there. You know what I mean? This is not – I don't have any goals that I don't think could value myself and others. You know what I mean? It's not about – in life, it's not about being the best. It's not about – trying to be better than other people. It's not trying to conquer other people. It's about making connections and enjoying the people that you're around, you know?
I think that's 100% because because of that, you will actually be, like, better than, like, for, like, you will, like, actually go farther than the mentality. It's all about, life is, like, I've learned the mentality is, it's not, like, what you think, it's, like, how you think, how you frame your brain. So, it's, like, for you right now, it's, like, I'm here to have fun. And if you continue that, like, you will go farther than the mic that says, I want to be the best at this. Because when you be the best, like, you, like I said earlier, like, you lose the authenticity. You become something you're not. And then, like, you lose the passion. Your words don't have to carry the same weight, and it's different. And, like, that's what it's about, and I think that's what everybody should do is, like, just do everything with just a passion of just, like, I don't want to be the best, but I just want to be the best in me.
Yeah, so I don't know. You guys probably remember me from my freshman year.
Oh, yes.
I was this kid who I just thought that I was this cool gangster thug kid that could rap really well, you know what I mean? And I just remember what really kind of changed that for me was there was this one time I was hanging out with my friends back home, and I had just met one of my good friends now, one of my best friends, Brennan O'Brien, and I was hanging out, and they were like, after I had left, they said to my other friends, wow, that kid's so gangster, you know what I mean? And they told me that they said that, and I was like, wait a minute, you know, I really don't want people to say that about me, like, I act this way, but I really don't want to be that, and I kind of just realized, you know, I was so arrogant because I could write some rhymes, you know, and I thought I was cool because of that, and I thought that was just a little Eminem, but really, at the end of the day, that's not who I was, and it took me a while to realize, you know, I'm not from, you know, this ghetto area, I'm not that guy, I'm not this person who has all this money from selling drugs and stuff, so I kind of had to switch that mentality to the Mike who's just trying to figure things out and just live to the fullest that he can, no matter what direction that takes him.
That's hard, too, like, that's, like, you asked me, tell me how I'm comfortable with myself, I'm like, you're the best example. Like, it's hard. Like, you have to like, have a mental conversation with yourself and just say, like, who am I? Like, who is John? Who is Mike? Like,
yeah.
Who do I want to be? Do I want to be? Because there's always, like, the two. There's, like, the inner ego and the outer ego, like, how people perceive you. And, like, it takes a lot to make those two be at one of how, like, you are, you're perceived at who you are. And, like, you didn't want to be perceived as something you're not. And that was, like, this like, gangster person. Like, and you had, like, how hard was that for you to, like, find that, like, how long did that take you? Like, was that a day, like a smack in the face, or was it like a over time you were just like, that's not what I am?
It was over time. It was you know, it was all that through high school, because it was like a defense mechanism, kind of, you know. I didn't get along with my dad, and if my dad's listening, hello. But so, like, I thought, well, you know, these guys, they have all these confidence when they rap, you know what I mean? I want that confidence. And I thought the only way to get confident is to just talk shit and, you know, pretend I'm the best. Even if I'm not the best, just pretend and fake it till you make it. And that's not really what it is, you know? And yeah, so I, as much as people will say, fake it till you make it, just plaster on a smile. No, that's not going to work. You know, if you're miserable, it's going to show no matter, you know, how much you pretend you're doing the best. And that's a lot, that's the Instagram mentality that a lot of people have nowadays. But that's, we'll get into that a little later. But what I did want to say is, it took kind of being, you know, not getting accepted into Delta Sigma Phi. It took me, Jared helped me a lot to kind of realize, you know, look, man, you know, you're trying to be someone you're not. And it took a lot of people, it took the people I was hanging out with to see, well, the people I'm hanging out with, they're not these thuggish people. They're not people who know how to rap. You know, we're not having rap battles every day. We're not, you know, out there roasting each other and stuff. And it was kind of like, well, I like the people I hang out with. I'm not going to not hang out with them anymore. You know what I mean? Maybe I should just not be more like them, but kind of accept that since these are the people I'm hanging around, there must be some qualities that I align with, and maybe I should maybe hone in on them instead of trying to be someone completely different.
Very much so about, yeah. Too. I think you have to find the people who work for you. Like, you have to find a good group of friends. Like, for me, it took a long time to find people that I really, like, connect with, and I found that in my fraternities, like, both of them. I found people who, like, I get along with well, and who, like, on a deeper level, I connect with. And, like, I think that's big for anybody who wants to, like, try to be more confident or try to, like, find themselves better, is just find new friends. And, like, the more I find new friends, there's always gonna be friends that you don't want. Like, that's just a part of the way. Like, people who are good will stick around. People who are bad, they won't. And the people that stick around, there's, you gotta realize something about them. Like, you have a common goal, like you said, you have a commonality, and, like, like, for me, I always found good people who are always wholesome, and just, like, they just always reinsured in myself that, like, that's who I am. Like, that's how I have to be.
And I had, like, I have a friend from high school that I've known for, like, years. His name's Dan. I would say some things to him, and he'd be like, Brian, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Yeah. Like, you're a fucking
goofball. You always need those
you're
friends
a goofball.
Like,
you're,
check.
Yeah, like, yeah. I just remember so many times where he just put me in check. He, like, just told me what it is, you know? I just remember I came back from college, and I had this mentality of being in college. And I remember him, telling me, he's like, Brian, this ain't fucking you. Like, you gotta get back to who you are. And, just,
right.
And I remember just sitting there, like, I almost about to fight this guy, but, like, I know for a fact this guy's buff as shit. He would just fucking clock me in two punches, not even, you know? It's just, like, I something about me changed when I went to college. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to hear someone that actually does truly care about you say, listen, like, you need to take a step back and kind of focus on who you are as a person. You know, it's
and I mean, for all those people on the interwebs out there, I feel like the easiest way to do that, for a lot of people, like, it's always, like, the execution that's hard. It's always, like, well, how do I get new friends, John? Like, how does one, like, come by all these people? Well, it's, like, you are who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
Right?
So can I just jump off of that real quick? So this is kind of deeper than I've ever gotten really on another podcast, but you asked me before, and it took me a minute. Now, like, sometimes it takes me longer to just kind of think about stuff. But another thing that really helped me to realize that's not who I was I actually was hanging out with people that were more like that. There were these poor kids, and you know, they lived in public housing and stuff. And this dude, like, it was this girl I was hanging out with, and her boyfriend kept robbing me, and I just didn't see it. They kept using me because I had more money than them, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason they were hanging out with me, and I didn't realize that for the longest time. And it kind of took me to realize, like, wow, you know what I mean? Every time I'm hanging out with these people, they want me to, like, you know, buy them something, or, like, I have to pay for their transportation to hang out with them, right, or something like that. And they weren't really willing to, you know, give me anything back. And I kind of realized, and they were from back home, so it wasn't like once I got into college I didn't see them as much, and it helped me put things into perspective. But it was kind of like realizing, you know, oh, well, you know, Matt Lapp, he'll always, like, give me a Spotify playlist to listen to, and, like, little stuff like that.
Oh,
like, they'll always just, like, help me, like, they'll always want to talk to me, they'll always want to, you know, smoke me up back in the day, that kind of thing. They're willing to give and take, and I realized I wasn't getting that elsewhere, so go on.
I mean, so, like I said, like, you want to surround yourself with who you want to be, and a part of that is knowing who you don't want to be. So, like, if you're listening and you have somebody like that who's, like Mike said, who's just, like, using you, who you know when something's not real. You might lie. You can lie to yourself for so long before you realize you're, like, this isn't a two-way street here. Like, any relationship, like, girlfriend, boyfriend in between, or even friend, it's a give and take. It's a two-road street. So, like, my good friends, like, I talk to them, they talk to me. I help them out with their problems. They help me out with my problems. And, like, if you don't have that, and if, like, there's somebody in your life who's just, like, just a succubus, and it's just, like, they're not there for you. Like, they're not really going to go the distance with you. And, like, that's what I come to learn. Those people, like, you can still be friends with them, and that's all right. Like, but you can't feed into that because it's not helping you.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried. Like, it's a journey, right? So I've learned that, like, I've had people who are just, like, total just, like, they suck me dry for everything. They're not really good friends. Mm-hmm. They're there for them. Like you said, the people who just want to, like, you to buy them shit. And then it's hard then to transition. There's going to be a hardship transition of, like, well, I don't want to cut these people off because they're friends with me. I've known them for a while. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the end of the night, you have to just be like, what's best for me here? Like, is this really best for me? And, like, at the end of the day, it's good. From the way you talk about it, I can even hear, like, it brings you down, like, somebody treating you like that. And nobody should be treated like that.
Yeah.
And, like, you just got to, like, because that you can only do that for so long before it starts to weigh on your conscience. That, like, you're like, how am I doing? How am I going, like, putting all this out for someone who's not putting it back for me? And you have to just, like, you have to be confident within yourself to say, like, I deserve better. And I think everybody deserves better. Even those people who are, like, being a succubus and taking everything you own, they deserve better. They deserve to, like, find themselves and, like, not have to do that to, like, to feel wholesome in their lives. And, like, it's just, like, it's a weird mentality that I have, like, even for that person, like, I feel sorry, but, like, I do, like, everybody deserves better. Like, they deserve to, like, not have to do that to find friendship, or, like, you don't have to go through that to, like, find friendship. It's both ways.
Right, and it's about questioning everything too. Sometimes you don't want to ask those questions because it could bring you to a harsh reality you're not ready to face.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of like, it's an opportunity cost at the end of the day. Like, what am I gaining? What am I losing? And at the end of the day, you're the only one that's going to be able to judge yourself, right? When the Reaper comes, you know, no one else is going to be able to tell you, you know, how your life went. You are the only one who experienced everything. You're the only one who can say, I did this well, I did that wrong, I made these mistakes. And you just have to be able to perceive those mistakes as either, like I said, learning experiences or, you know, stuff that I could have done better or just, like, what I did well. And I'm kind of ranting at this point, but you know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel like when it comes to, like, you know, like, people that you, like, you know, that use you, I feel like it's like music. You listen to music for a certain amount of time, and then, like, for some reason, you just don't want to listen to that anymore, kind of thing. Like, it's just, like, the same kind of thing. Like, there comes a point in time where you take a step back, like, and you don't realize it, but then it just comes to you, it's like, oh, like, this is this way, and, like they might be using you, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you have to hone in on your ability to figure out, like, what is right, what is wrong, you know? And it might take you a few weeks, years, or whatever, but when it comes to that point, there will be a point in your life where you're like, like something clicks, like something will, like,
at some point you have to, like, you're always taught when you're a child not to be selfish, right? You want to play with everybody else, you want to, like, share your toys with other people, and I feel like we lose that, but there's like a part of you that always has to be selfish, right? You always have to look out for number one, and, like, there's good and bad of that. The good is in, like, this situation where, like, you're like, I have to be selfish here, and, like, maybe I'm giving so much to this other person. Like, for me, it's hard because, like, I really care about people, and, like, it's hard for me to just, like, cut somebody off as a friend or anything like that because I'm like, I don't want to be mean to this person. I want to be selfish and just do what's right for me. But sometimes you have to, because, like, you have to be selfish because otherwise you're just going to live in this world that you hate, and you're going to wake up every day in a world that you hate.
You're pandering, and you're letting people walk all over you because you feel like you have to please everyone, and then at the end of the day, you're just going to get used, like you said.
You have to be selfish. You have to step up for yourself, and, like, it's harder, way harder said than done, because there's a lot that goes into it, like confidence and, like being selfish, but, like, you have to do it. It's one of those things where it's like a Band-Aid, and you just have to rip it off. And, like, going to the confidence portion, it's not really even, like, confidence in, like, you walk in the room and just, like, you think of how to shit. It's confidence in just knowing that you deserve better. Mm-hmm. That, like, for me, I believe that, like, nobody deserves to be treated, like, poorly. Nobody deserves that. Like, even, like I said, the people who are, like, being a succubus, they don't deserve that. Like, you have to know that, like, this isn't for me. You have to, like, stand up for you and stand up for, like, what you think is right. Because, like you said, like, when the Reaper comes, you have to be, like, I made my right decision. You know what? Mm-hmm. I can lie down and just be happy with it. And, like, it's hard. It is really hard to do, but it's, like I said, it's one of those things that once you do it, it's just like a weight's lifted off your soul.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about this, the community service you do, and when did you realize you really like that?
I mean, I've always been really into community service. I was always president of, like, a couple clubs in high school. Like, I was the president of, like, my Support Your Troops club. I was the president of just, like, different clubs, and I always just... Community service makes it seem like it's, you're pandering. Like, you're like, oh, I'm like really hoity-toity. Like, I'm doing community service.
What are you doing?
I just do, like, I do things that, like, help other people. Like, so for me, like, later I'm going to go to neighborhood tutoring. And yes, it's considered community service, but, like, for me, it's like, those kids help me more than I help them. Mm. Like, I sit down with these kids and help them do homework. And it kind of brings, like, I'm like, for them, this is, like, their problems of the world. And it really, like, I think everybody, maybe not in community service, but just helping someone else, it, like, helps you put yourself in perspective. So, like, when I go help these kids with their homework, they're like, oh, man, this long division, man, fractions. And I think it's funny because I'm like, just wait and see what's in store. But, like,
wait till they add the Greek letters to that shit.
Or just, like... Like, imagine, for me, it's, like, my problem is I have, like, huge databases that I have to, like, formulate problem sets from and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're struggling with their, like, long division. Like, it's community service because these kids, like, they can't afford to go to a regular tutor.
What grades are they in?
It's, like, K through, like, 8th grade. And, like,
oh, I got you.
But, like...
The fact that they're making the effort, you know what I mean? Effort.
Yeah, and it's that and, like...
They care about their education enough that they want to get tutored.
Even when I do that, even when I go and, like... It's, like, they say community service, and, like, there's a really awful, like, stigma with that word. Like, so, for me, it's, like, people think community service, oh, you're, like, you're going to go help. Like, when I go feed the homeless or I go to soup kitchens, it's, like, oh, you're hanging out with, like, these nasty people. It's, like, no, when I go, like, go for Thanksgiving and, like, feed these families Thanksgiving meals, like, they're not, like, they're the most grateful people ever. Like, mm-hmm. you realize, like, what these people are coming from, like... You realize how blessed you are in this life to be where you're at. And I think everybody needs to step back. And every day I step back and, like, I say to myself, like, how lucky I am. Like, I could have been born and, like, being born is like a roll of the dice, man. You could be born high society, top 1%. You have $1 million. Like, you
can't control it, though.
Or you're born at the bottom and, like, you have to fight for every day and, like, fight for what you're given and, like, work your way up to the top. And I think, like, we rolled the dice and, like, we got lucky. We're in college.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Very
much. Like, and we have an obligation to, like, follow through with, like, what we got. Like, mm-hmm. we're blessed. And, like, that's why I think, like, why not go, like, for those who, like, who weren't blessed like that, who didn't make the roll of the dice, like, why not go? Why not help them? Like, they didn't have nowhere to go on Thanksgiving. I'll go, hang out with them, give them food, like, talk to these people who are real. Yeah. These kids who their parents are working all day. Like, they didn't get a good hand in life. Right. I'll go help them tutor while I'm, like, hang out with them while their parents are working. Like, it's honestly, like, not even community service. Like, you have an obligation yourself to, like, own this life you were given.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I think about it.
One thing that really kind of changed my perspective on that was when I was getting ready for college, my dad told me to get a visual counselor who could help me just, like, get jobs or, like, that kind of thing, Office of Vocational Rehabilitation. And he was blind, like, deadass, like, super blind, and he came in to, like, so we could, like, just manage everything and just talk about, like, what was coming up, and he came in, and he was, like, in a cane, and he had to have, like, a helper, like, bring him to the table. He had to ask, like, how do I get to the table, like, get me to the table, you know what I mean? And that was, it made me think, because for the longest time, I was like, ho-hum, look at me, I can't see the best, you know, I have a lazy eye, people judge me for it. Well, you know what, I have sight, right, you know what I mean? I should be able, at least I can see, at least I... and be able to go to college and function in everyday society when not everyone can. And the fact that I can and I have these connections, I'm, you know, that much more blessed. I'm not more blessed, but I just have these opportunities. So that's kind of why I did the podcast too. Why not give opportunities to other people, you
and
know,
going,
get back?
Going off that, my uncle has a lazy eye, and he's also a heart surgeon. So he didn't let that... Did not let him take, like, you know, advantage of him. He actually went and, you know, he did what he wanted. And same thing with my dad. He had dyslexia, you know, throughout his, like as a kid. And he became, like, a really, he works at a pharmaceutical rep. He was a manager of, like, most of New Jersey. Like, he did not let that disability hurt him. Yeah. Like, in fact, it made him better.
Exactly. And I think that's really hard because, like, for us, like, I'll say, like, normal people, like, we think it's so easy and we take everything for granted. And, like, that's why I think the biggest part of, like, for me, that's why I do my community service is, like, it puts me back into perspective of, like, how lucky I am to be where I'm at. And, like, I have to, like, own what I was given. And, like, maybe I'm not, like, I don't have dyslexia. Maybe I'm lucky enough, like, I have decent vision, right? Mm-hmm. I have to own that. Like, some people get lazy and, like, they're just like, haha, whatever. And I'm just going to, like, fall back and just, like, find my place in the world. Mm-hmm. But you have to own it, like... There's people, they wake up one morning and they just go, like, what have I done with my life, right? Because they never challenge themselves. They never, like, they never push through that anxiety that you have in everyday life. Like, they said, you know what, today I'm not going to be challenged. And then every day after that was the same thing. And, like, you need to do that. Like, you need to get up and challenge yourself. And, like, for you, that was, like, coming to college. I'm sure there was some hesitation, like, do I want to come to college because I can't, like, my eyesight's not that great. And, like, I'm sure, like, at this point in your life, you're like, thank Hell God yeah. I'm here. Like, how much better I off here than the other path I would have taken in life.
What I want to say on that, and this is probably the biggest point in the entire podcast right here, it doesn't matter. Fuck the roll of the dice, okay? The people in the fucking trust fund kids who parents run the Fortune 500 companies, they feel way shittier than you do right now because they know for a fact that they are not going to contribute anything. They don't feel happy because they have nothing to feel happy about. Okay, they have money, but they have no goals. They have no ambitions. You have to find what makes you happy. There are people in Uganda right now singing in the streets, fucking dancing, and they have nothing. Why? Because they know it makes them happy. It's at the end of the day, it's what makes you feel good. Do it. Fuck the money. Fuck everything else. Okay, go for what makes you feel the best and do that because you only have one life to live. Who knows if we're reincarnated or not? Don't take the chance that we do. Do what makes you happy right now and just focus on that. And that's why I'm doing this podcast because I love talking to people. I do. I really do. And I love interacting with people and having these deep conversations. So I took advantage of that and I went for what makes me happy. And now I'm doing it and I couldn't. Every time I leave these podcasts, I get this high that I barely have felt anywhere else. And that's the thing. It doesn't matter what it is that you do. It's what it makes you feel. And if it makes you feel happy, go for it. If it makes you feel shitty, transition. Don't overnight flip, but transition. Make the steps in the right direction so that you, in the end, will make your life worthwhile.
And going off that, there's a lot of other people that seem like yourself. You know, you came here because you wanted to help other people out. You know, it's that high of helping someone. You know, helping others. Like I feel like this is such a healthy environment. You know, that you are. You know. Giving us, you know, again with this medium, it's very impressive that you had this idea that said, you know, and like other people, like, you know, you got other people wanting to be on your program.
I get clamored for it, bro.
It's very impressive, you know. Like I myself would never in a million years have thought, you know, to do this kind of program. But like, you know, once you've done this program, like I guess like people in the beginning probably like, what is this kid doing? And all of a sudden you're getting traction and like more people are coming, you know, and like it's like, oh my god, what is this, you know? Like you're actually getting people motivated, you know, to the point where they want to be on your show, which is very impressive.
I just want to say something. So like you asked me to talk about how I got confident. I never really like talked about that, and I think like for everybody it's still a work in progress, but like there's something that, like, I've come to realize, and, like, for everybody listening, it's just, like, know that, like, you are loved. Know every morning that you can get out of the bed and say, like,
you have people in your life.
Yeah, you have people in your life, and, like, you have to find that within yourself. Like, sometimes, like, not every day is going to be a win, but, like, you got to wake up and be like, you know what? I love me. Maybe you don't have, like, a relationship. Maybe you have a shitty relationship and they don't love you, but you got to, like, wake up and know that, like, you love yourself. And, like, look in the mirror and, like, strive every day to be proud of who you see in the mirror. And you know what? Like, I don't know. Like, I might not know everybody's listening, but I love all of you, right? I love everybody. Like, that's just the mentality you have to have. And, like, you get confident. Confidence not even just, like, confidence is such a weird word because it's, like, it's got, like, oh, you're cocky, oh, you're XYZ. No, like, I'm just confident in myself. And you're motivated. I'm confident in people around me. And, like, we all have, there's always going to be anxiety. Like, you're not confident 24/7. It's just, like, I own my life. And I own my decisions, and I'm confident with myself. Like, I'm still uncomfortable. Like, you're never just not uncomfortable. You have to be just, like, you have to be prepared for everything. And, like, I think the biggest step for me was just, like, you have to, like, it sounds, like, kind of counterintuitive to what I'm saying. But find somebody who, you know, like, maybe, like, for me it was, like, podcasts. Like, listening to Joe Rogan or, like, listening to, like, comedians who are just very, just, they're confident in themselves and just do whatever they're doing. Like, see how, like, watch how they're just, like, they don't care how stupid they make themselves look.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care what they're doing. They just own who they are. And, like, they have an aura about them. And that's what attracts people to them because they have an aura of just, like, they're confident. They're, like, they're okay with being them. And that's what you have to do. I think everybody should just be, you should be okay, like, with what you do. Like, if you're a fuck up, be a fuck up. Who cares? If you're a hoe, be a hoe. If you're smart, like, and you, like, you're good at school, be that and be proud of that. Like, and if you go and, like, the day you try to start being something you're not, the day, like, you try to be something you're not, like, you, it weighs on you. And, like, you, that's those people who, like, you see on Instagram, like,
oh, yeah,
those
definitely.
People have the most miserable lives because, like, they're living something they're not. So, like, you got to just wake up every morning and just be like, you know what, I'm happy. Today's a new day. Maybe I wasn't doing what I should have yesterday, but you know what? Today's a new chapter in my book, and I'm the one writing my book today. So you know what? Yeah. I'm going to write the best story I can. And that's how you have to live. You just have to be, you know what? Today's a new day. Fuck what I was doing yesterday. Maybe I made the worst decisions yesterday. Like drug addicts, man. They go down an awful path in life. Some of them don't make it out, but some do. Some make it out, and they realize, you know what? This is their book. This is their life, and they're going to write it. They're going to write their own story. They kick the shit, and they're on it, and they live their best life because, like, that you got to realize that, like, you only get one of these, and, like, for some people, it's hard. For some people, simply just being in college isn't, like, what they're meant to be, but, like, you gotta own it. I'm here. I'm gonna make the best of it. And you know what? Every day after this, I'm gonna make the best of it. And like, that's what you have to do. And like, that like leads to confidence. Confidence for me is just like being good with me. You know, like I go to sleep and I'm like, all the things I did today, I'm happy with. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. So I just want to end this up, kind of tie things together by saying it was important what you said about just people. You know, you have people in your life, and no, they're not perfect. They are not in any sense. See you, Brian. Brian is headed out, but we're just going to wrap things up anyway. So, yeah, the people in your life, they have mistakes too. And we talked about, you know, cutting people off that aren't, you know, the best intentions for you. Okay, well, yeah, do that. But at the end of the day, like I said, you're the only one who can be judged, so... Everyone has flaws. That doesn't mean just because your friends have flaws that you should cut them off. Find out what they can give you for your life and what you can give them, and focus on that. And at the end of the day, like John said,
fucking love yourself, man.
Yes.
You gotta know that you deserve better than that shit. You
exactly.
Gotta find, like, you gotta live your best fucking life.
It doesn't matter.
And you gotta find who it is. Like, every day, like, the thing is, that might change. You might, like, find out, you grow and you evolve over time, and those friends you had, you gotta realize... they're not for you. Or, like, that mentality you have of just self-deprecation, that isn't for you. And we all deserve better. You deserve to wake up and be happy. Wake up, go outside. It's a beautiful fucking day today, people. Go outside. Go sit in a bed of flowers.
Throw a frisbee.
Right? Throw a fucking frisbee. Get out of your fucking room. Go find a friend. Go make a new friend. That's the best feeling. Go find somebody you've never met before. Start a stupid conversation.
Yeah, it's scary, but that's what it has to be about. And you just have to... That's how people get connected, because they're comfortable with themselves enough to know, I know who I am at the end of the day, so it doesn't matter if this person doesn't like me. I'm going to go up to them anyway.
Who gives a fuck if they don't like you?
Exactly.
Bro.
I am who I am, so, you know, if they like me, they can come on this journey with me, but if not, okay, they're lost, right?
They're lost. They're missing out on a great thing. And look, you hit me up, I say, you know what, that's a great kid. Let's go.
Yeah.
We're doing it. You know what? I'm happy I did.
Yeah, seriously. This was a great podcast. Good luck with everything, man. Do you have anything you want to plug before we go? Any Instagram, Facebook?
Man, fuck it. Fuck social media. Okay. I plug self-love. I want all of you to, when you're done listening to this, I want you to put your headphones down, put your phone down for a little bit, and just take a deep breath.
Look yourself in the mirror, too. Just look at yourself and say, damn, that's one sexy dude.
That's one sexy motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what? You good looking. I don't know who you're on this phone, but you good looking. Like, just know that you look beautiful today. And like, just put, like, when you're done listening to this, put your phone down and just take a deep breath. Look around you and look at how much you've done. I don't think people don't appreciate how far you've come. I don't care where you are, but you have accomplishments. And look at those accomplishments. Look how far you came, and then realize how far you're going to be. Because you are meant for so much more in this life. We all are. And I can't wait to see what everybody fucking does. I'm excited, man. This is going to be a great life.
Yes, sir. That's a great end of the podcast. All right, guys. Tune in next time. I think our friend Tad Kramer is going to be on. And
Daddy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Another one underway. That's number 5 under our belts. You know what's going on, man. What a great episode. Honestly, my favorite so far. We had 2 guests on. You know I had to bring the heat this time with that special guest, Brian Yu. I'm definitely going to have both of these guests on again, probably separately, because I want to talk to each of them individually and hear their insights on all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. be expecting them to be coming on again real soon. And I'm going to make this one quick because I do have to get back to my family. I'm going to be visiting them this weekend very briefly. So I just want to say thank you all for tuning in. Go Birds. Even though we talk about a lot of stuff in this episode, that doesn't necessarily mean we can't cover similar topics, because the best part about this show is that we have people who say similar things but have different perspectives on it and different ways of looking at it that can bring new knowledge to the table no matter what kind of thing they're talking about, any subject. It doesn't matter. We do repeats on this show, maybe a little bit, but with a twist on it. And that's why I love this so much, because every conversation is different no matter who's on. So, again, thank you for tuning in. I want to give a special supporter shout out to Jordan Patterson, actually, because he, alright, so I'll just say this. When, we have announcements in our chapter meetings, and I sometimes announce my new podcast episode, and so Jordan put it in the weekly bullet points that you should go out and support my podcast. So I appreciate that. Hello to all my DSPs out there. Good to have you tuning in. And I just want to say thank you also to everyone who's following me on SoundCloud to get those updates, because that's the best way you're going to be able to know when I release. Also, when I post on Instagram at Beyond the Sim, that is BeyondTheSim, sorry, Beyond the Sim on Instagram. You can also find my Instagram at _MikeRufone_. And that's my personal account. I also want to give a shout out to Delta Sigma Phi. They had a great fundraiser, a house crawl this weekend that raised money for the children. So great job, guys. I know you reeled in some real dough. So, you know, great all around. And I will see you folks next week with hopefully Tag Kramer on. I know I keep teasing him, but I think he's actually going to come on next week. So that being said, adios.